Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
To another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl.
Good evening, friend. On behalf of all of us here at Paws and Tails, I want to welcome you to your very first bedtime story. Now, here's how this is going to work. Every night, just before you head off to sleep, you can come right here and listen to one of these. Most of them will be told by my dear friend Barnaby Mossback, wise old turtle from just up the path near Wish Lake. He's got a lifetime of stories, and every one of them comes with something from the Bible tucked inside. So tonight, let's get started.
Evening, everybody. Ned Cleaver here. Pull up a chair. Me and Dave and Barnaby are sitting out on the porch, and the lanterns are lit. Coffee's hot.
Barnaby, you said you had one in mind for tonight, a real special one.
I do, Dave. I do. Evening, little ones. Now, gather close. The fire's warm, and I've been thinking about this story all afternoon. It's about a time long, long ago, back when I was no bigger than your daddy's hand. Back when I was a hatchling, and my shell was still soft at the edges. It was late summer in Wildwood, the kind of summer where the days stretch long and the cornflowers grow tall by the creek. Now Mama's birthday was coming up the next morning, and Papa Mossback, he'd told me once that the prettiest blue cornflowers grew at the bend in the creek just past the old fallen log. So that's where I was headed, alone. For the very first time in my life, I found them. Oh, they were beautiful, bluer than the sky just before dawn. I picked the very best one, held it careful in my mouth so as not to bruise it, and turned back for home. That's when I saw the dragonfly. Emerald green and sapphire blue, prettiest thing my little eyes had ever seen. Just drifting along the creek slow as honey. Well, I followed it, just a little, just to see where it was going. And then, a little more, and a little more after that. When I finally looked up, the trees were different. The creek had gone quiet, and the sun was lower in the sky than it had any business being. Children, my heart started to scramble. I didn't know where I was. Wildwood is a big place when you're small. The paths all started looking the same in the gloaming light, and the wind started carrying sounds I didn't recognize. My feet wanted to run, but, well, I'm a turtle. I can't run. So my feet just wanted to scrabble and scramble in every direction at once. My head wanted to spin, and the cornflower in my mouth started to feel heavy, like it weighed more than I did. I'm not proud to tell you, I almost cried. I almost dropped that flower right there and started calling for Papa. I felt smaller than I'd ever felt in my life.
Oh, Barnaby, that poor little hatchling. I get a lump in my throat just thinking about it.
It's all right, Ned, because right then, right when I was about to lose my little turtle mind, I remembered something Papa told me. He'd said it to me on the porch the very morning he let me go off alone. He'd rested his old shell right next to my small one, and he'd said, "Barnaby, when you don't know the way, little one, don't trust your scared feet. Pull in your head. Listen. The Lord made every leaf and every breeze to tell you something. Let it." So I stopped. I closed my eyes. And I pulled my head right into my shell. Not to hide, mind you, but to listen the way Papa taught me. And the world started to speak. A faint trickle off to my left. the creek. The creek was that way, a breeze on my shell, and I felt the moss side of the pine tree right behind me. Moss grows on the north side of the pines and wildwood. So home, home was south. And then, far off, a tap, 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 woodpecker, the hollow ash near our porch. That was the way. I didn't trust my scared feet anymore. I trusted what was true. And I started moving, slow, the only speed a turtle knows. By the time the first stars came out, I could see it. That warm yellow glow of the porch lantern just through the trees, home. Papa was sitting on the porch, calm, no scolding, just waiting. He'd been waiting the whole time, knowing I'd come. Mama came out behind him, and when she saw that cornflower still in my mouth, her eyes filled right up. I climbed up onto the porch. I was so tired my little legs were shaking. And Papa rested his old shell next to my small one, just the way he had that morning. You found the way home, son. Do you know how? I listened. You trusted what was true even when your feet didn't want to. That's the lesson, Barnaby. Hold on to it. I held on to it, children. I've held on to it ever since.
That's a good one, Barnaby. That's a real good one.
And that was the first time I learned what King Solomon wrote down in the Bible a long, long time ago. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. I was small. My path felt crooked. But God, who made the path, He knew right where it went all along.
That's from Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And friends, if your little one is still listening, sweet dreams, sleep tight. If your path ever feels lost out there, you remember Barnaby. Pull in, listen, and trust God, who made the way home. Good night, Wildwood.
Paws and Tails is an Inside for Living Ministries production.